Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today on Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing of the Lord it is to be with you once again for our show. To God be the glory in all things. We thank Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God, great and small. Hallelujah. Glory to God for His goodness and for His mercy. Thank Him for how He has kept us through all dangers, seen and unseen dangers, and we give Him the praise, honor, and glory for that as well. His provisions, hallelujah, that He continually, hallelujah, glory to God, blesses and brings forth. We just give Him the praise, the honor, and the glory and thanksgiving. Not that we have been in a place where we have not had any trials, but oh my God, yes, in the midst of the trial, He has showed Himself faithful. And we rejoice, hallelujah, glory to God, and say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. And we just want to give a hearty shout out to each and every one of your days and say, welcome, 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 praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, to our show today. And we are going to be picking back up and sharing, praise God, some more on our teaching, praise Lord, by the grace of God, as well as music and, of course, prayer as well. Thank God. Thank God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We thank Him. Hallelujah. Because He is such a good and kind and wonderful Father. Where would we be without Him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. There would not be any us. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Because He is Creator God, first of all. And Creator Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Christ of all is the anointed one. The one that is really, hallelujah, Jesus. Put Himself out there for us, hallelujah, all who have come already and readily accept Him, hallelujah, glory to God, those that will come as well, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, be there with me. It seems like I'm trying to get a little bit of a cough going on here, but we just rebuke that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and say thank you, Lord, for healing in the name of Jesus. As I said, we are going to be picking back up today, by the grace of God, on our teaching. Excuse me, we have kind of touched base on our teaching, on our last teaching on the subject, and of course, I think previously, too, kind of touched base on the subject of bullying as it pertains to the anger that we have been, we were teaching on anger for a little bit, and you just kind of want to get some of the behaviors in it that one may experience as a result of having that anger or being angered in some way or another, and also what the Word of God would have, what the Bible would have to say about that with regard as far as our mindset, our attitude, praise God, as well. And we want to say thank God for that as well. So we have been sharing a few scriptures with you, praise the Lord, and hallelujah, glory to God, and we'll continue to share as we continue to go on. That is the format in which the Holy Spirit has given to me. Praise God, to go ahead and to teach it, to give the various aspects of it, but also to list what the Bible has to say or share what the Word of God is saying regarding the matter. Amen. Come on and shout and give Him praise. Hallelujah, glory to God. As you know, this is our calling number for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show is 1-646-478-4952, and you may call us for prayer and counseling at 305-917-5223. Or 991-4786-991-4818. And our website is www.robinsoncondessoministries.org. And, of course, another website we have, praise God, our main product website is www.apostlecondesso.com. We welcome you to go to either and or one of those particular sites, and then, of course, to find out more information about me. I just want to announce briefly what I said about me having the product sites. We've completed a few, as I said, we're working on some projects, and we've completed a few projects dealing with CDs, and, of course, we have a work that's complete entitled Sherry's Story Gleaned from Behind the Scene, God's Ultimate Purpose Unfold, and also Christmas of 83, an excerpt from that, of course, The Birthing of a Ministry, and of course, written by me, Reverend Dr. Lily M. Robinson Condesso, a.k.a. Prophetess Dr., Apostle Prophetess Dr. Lily M. Robinson Condesso, that's me. Hallelujah, glory to God, God is good. Ah, hallelujah, glory to God. I remember a day when the word went out and said it would not be, but to God be the glory. Hallelujah, for his goodness and his mercy. I tell you, that's why I praise him, because he's a good God. He's tried and he's true. Hallelujah, glory to God, and he's faithful. Come on, somebody, shout and give him praise, for he is worthy to be praised. And that work is available on that website, on the www.apostlecondesso.com. website, by the grace of God. It is there. Just feel free to go in and browse around. Praise God. Anything that you see that you need for your ministry, for you personally, by all means, just order directly or contact us. And, of course, we will be able to assist you in whatever you may need in the name of Jesus. Amen. By way of product and counseling, prayer, however you may need a prophetic word, we are involved. We do all of that by the grace of God. That is our anointing, teaching and preaching as well. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, prophesying. That is all a part of us. God has given us, God has gifted us, and he has anointed us in that. And we take it, praise God, for that. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I am a prophetic seer as well. And I thank God for that too. Hallelujah, glory to God. I just thank God for the gifts that he's given to me, the anointings that he's given. Oh, my God, yes, it's, oh, my God, it came with a great price. Hallelujah, glory to God, but to God be the glory, because it all brings, it's meant to bring healing and restoration and victory to those that we come in contact with and they who come in contact with us, as well as give glory to the Father. And we thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. We have to learn to preach the word in season as well as out of season and pray always, but we also have to fulfill the other works in which whatever God is calling us to do, praise God, or what we have been chosen to do, we have to fulfill that as well. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. So some of us, God has given multiple gifts and anointings, and so we need to be obedient to it. You know, we may not be a part of the main masses per se, but it does not mean that the gifts and the anointing are not functioning as they should. But because God has, sometimes he does that, he kind of put you on a narrow path to some degree until he says, okay, now you may stand out a little bit more. So you have to always be mindful of what he says for you to do and your gifts and your anointing and follow suit on that, because that's where your obedience is going to come, your reward is going to come. And that, say that for, as I referenced in myself, I have to be obedient. Go as he say, when he say, how he say, do as he say. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And I thank God for his opportunity in which to serve. Amen. Come on, somebody shout and give him praise. Amen. Now, we're going to get into our music in just a little bit. And, of course, we're going to come back and pray. And then we're going to get into the teaching after we have another song. Listen and be blessed. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. More music to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But right now, we're going to get ready to go into prayer. And we just thank you, Father God, that you are, praise God, mindful of everyone that is under the sound of my voice as we invite them in to join with us in prayer. Praise God, that whatever they need, God, my Father, that in the name of Jesus, they will see a miracle. They will see breakthrough, Father God. Those that in need of salvation, Father God, those that in need of healing, those that in need of restoration, in Jesus' name, Lord God, that it will manifest. There will be a manifestation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because according to their faith, as your word tells us, let it be unto them. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I raise even my faith level, even as I pray this prayer, as I pray for those that are coming in the name of Jesus, because some may not have enough faith. But Father God, use my faith, hallelujah, glory to God, to join with their faith, hallelujah, glory to God, as we come together in the name of Jesus, knitted together, glory to God, and Father God, and purpose in mind, oh God, for what the needs are. And Lord God, for themselves and or their families, or those they may be standing in the gap for, on hallelujah, glory to God, and on behalf. So we thank you and we praise you for this, Father God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for searching hearts, mind, body, souls, and spirit. Father God, if there is anything, Father God, that will be hindrance where these requests may be, Father God, that they may hinder the answers from coming forth, we pray, Father God, for cleansing, Father God, forgiveness and cleansing, even now, even as I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that you have your way, Father God, you just touch them right where they are, in the name of Jesus, because you know the heart, oh God, yes, Lord, you know the midnight seasons that they face, oh God, I don't, but you do, you know everything, Father, nothing is hidden from your eyes. And Lord, through mercy and grace, my Father, I just lift them up to you, and I just thank you, Lord God, for the love, first and foremost. Let it just permeate through this airways, Father God, and touch on the north, the south, the east, and the west, those that are listening in the name of Jesus. And Lord, may their love, the love that is in them, be shed abroad in a mighty way in the name of Jesus, that they will become instruments, Father God, in the lives of others, Lord God, as they listen, hallelujah, and partake and draw and glean from what comes out of my mouth, Father God, be it prayer, Father God, be it the teaching, Father God, even through our music, oh God, let them see something, Father God, that will relate to them and enable them to relate it to someone else, Lord God, and touch them in the name of Jesus, across the entire eastern seaboard, Father God, north and south America, Father God, every aspect, every place where we are going into, Lord God, in Jesus' name, New York, California, all of it, Father God, in Jesus' name, North Florida, hallelujah, glory to God, Texas, and all the other states in which we are connecting to, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, for our listeners, and I praise you for them. And I pray, God, that you would just continue to touch them and draw them closer to you in the name of Jesus. And also, Lord God, draw them closer to me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I give you praise for that, Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God, for it being done in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that those needs, Lord God, are being met in the name of Jesus. Yes, Father God, for food and clothing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm hearing jobs, Father God, jobs, jobs, those that stand in need of jobs. Father God, I thank you that you will divinely match their skills, Father God, with impossible employment, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, employers, Father, you know who they are, Lord, you know where they reside, Lord, those that may need to be able to move from one state or city to another, Lord, make the provision, Lord God, if that is the cause, or if that is what is needed in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that, in the name of Jesus, Father, for those whom you have already instructed, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, to make moves, Father, and they are having difficulties, or they don't have the means in which to do it. In the name of Jesus, I pray now, Father God, for divine provision over them, in the name of Jesus, in their hands, in the name of Jesus, that they will have what they need to make that journey, to do what you said to them to do, that they may fulfill not only the work that you are calling them to do, but, Lord, that their needs will be met in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you for that as well in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I thank you for that, and I give you the praise. For some reason, I just got a glimpse of seeing like a boat and has like a, one of those boats that has like a covering over on the top of it. It's not a the fiberglass thing or the fullness of it. It just seems like it just has just a little sheet of something that's across it, very light, Father God, a light area piece that sit on top of it. Father God, I just feel like I caught a glimpse of it, so that somebody is traveling by way, Father, in the name of Jesus, watch over them in the name of Jesus, and keep them, Father God, safe from all hurt, harm, evil, and danger in the name of Jesus, even as they travel. And Lord, I thank you, I praise you for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we know that you can do all things. Nothing is hidden from you, nothing is hidden from your eyes. You see all things. Sometimes our faith may hinder us, Father God, and sometimes we may not move in the quickness, Father, that we are supposed to move or at the timing that we are supposed to move, and sometimes we miss out because of that. But I pray, God, I pray that the eyes of revelation, Father God, will be upon these people, and, Father, they will begin to see that your anointing, Father God, will open their eyes to see and their ears to hear in the name of Jesus, their feet to move what it needs to move in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, those that are to be with them will go with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Silence anything, Lord God, that will hinder, block, or impede in the name of Jesus. Cause them to rise up above that situation, circumstance, condition, and problem, Father, in the name of Jesus, and to do what is being called, what's being put before them to do in the name of Jesus, what they are called to do and are anointed to do. I thank you for that. I thank you for the detachment of the angels, oh God, to assist in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, Father God, for it being done in the name of Jesus. Lord, to you be all the glory, to you be all the honor, to you all be all the praise and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord God, for everything you've done, everything you're doing, my Heavenly Father, everything you're going to do. Take authority over everything that would intimidate them or cause them to fear, Lord, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, loose faith in the people's heart and mind in Jesus' name. And, Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We praise you, Father God, and we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to the name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. More music to come. We'll close on out with that in just a little bit, but we want to get in and get this teaching and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. As we are taking back up, as I said, on the SOUL series, Emotion, the mind, the will. We spoke about it in length, and of course now we are doing the emotions, and of course this is part four, part five, and 5-3. And of course we are dealing with the emotions and the will, our will and our emotions, and the subject of anger. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about one of the behaviors that we find that is associated or connected with anger, and of course that is intimidation. Now the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:26, King James Version, says, "Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath." Proverbs 15:1, English Standard Version tells us this. It says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." And as we are picking back up on the psychological manipulation of it as it pertains to anger, we talked about it, and we're talking about it the past few weeks a little bit, on and off, and of course kind of just touch base on a few points of reference, and we just kind of want to just kind of expand out on that a little bit. As I said, we would be expanding out on that and on that subject, and of course dealing with some of it, as I said, on that, the behaviors per se. And, of course, one of those behaviors we were talking about is bullying. And, of course, in bullying, we find that we have intimidation. And kind of we want to talk a little bit, again, like I said, be touching bases on that. But first, let me just kind of go back a little bit on a review on what we have covered just a little bit, and hopefully time will permit us to do so. And that is, of course, the psychological manipulations, and that's why. Because how anger can affect us. And that none of us are exempt from its effects. And also that there are additional underlying forces that may be involved, is unseen or unseen or unidentified, just the same. But we are continuing on the subject, and of course, like I said, a little while on bullying. And bullying, of course, we define bullying as prone to or characterized by overbearing mistreatment and domination of others, the dominated program that did so in a bullying manner that made him appear crabbier and more churlish than ever, of course, was an illustration that was given for that. Now, bullying is the use of force, threat, or coercion to abuse, intimidate, or aggressively dominate others. The behavior is often repeated and habitual. One essential prerequisite is the perception by the bully or by others, or an imbalance of social or physical power, which distinguishes bullying from conflict. Behavior is used to assert such domination, can be harassment or threat, physical assault or coercion, and such acts may be directly, repeatedly toward particular targets. And, of course, its rationalizations of such behavior sometimes include differences of social classes, race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, apparent behavior, body, language, personality, reputation, lineage, strength, size, or ability. If bullying is done by a group, it is called mobbing. Now, bullying can be defined in many different ways. Bullying is just divided into four basic types of abuse. And, of course, they are listed as emotional, verbal, physical, and cyber. That means the internet or anything that is associated with that medium. Okay, it typically involves subtle methods of coercion, the practice of persuading someone to do something by using force or threat. Symptoms: force, compulsion, constraint, duress, oppression, enforcement, harassment, intimidation, threat, and arm twisting or pressure, such as, again, as I said, intimidation. Bullying ranges from one-on-one individual bullying through to group bullying called mobbing, as we said before. Now, today we are going to be talking a bit about the subject of intimidation. Now, number one, this intimidation is, defined as the action of intimidating someone or the state of being intimidated. Number two, to make timid or fearful, frightened, especially to compel, to defer by or as if by threat. Intimidate is a sentence. Wikipedia puts it like this. Let's kind of touch a little bit on that. It says, the Free Encyclopedia states that intimidation, also called cowing, and that's exactly what, when you're intimidated, causes you to happen. You have a cowing effect. You sort of back up, sometimes you kind of back up within yourself because you become afraid, or you become that impressiveness that take a hold of you. If you continue to allow it to happen, you will find that you will then become sensitive, they feel the weight of it. And of course, that's where that oppression comes. There's a lot of depth in this. We're not covering all of it today. But cowering is intentional behavior that would cause a person of ordinary sensibilities to fear injury or harm. It is not necessary to prove that the behavior was so violent as to cause terror or that the victim was actually frightened. Threat, criminal threatening, or threatening behavior is the crime of intentional or knowing putting another person in fear of bodily injury. Threat of harm generally involves a perception of injury, physical or mental damage, act or incident of injury, or a material and detriment of loss to a person. Threatening behaviors may be conceptualized as a maladaptive outgrowth of normal competitive urge for interrational dominance. Intimidation may be employed consciously or unconsciously. And a percentage of people who employ it consciously may do so as a result of selfishness or selfishly. Rationalized notions of its appropriation, utility, or self-empowerment. Intimidation relates to prejudice, and discrimination may include conduct which annoys, threatens, intimidates, alarms, or puts a person in fear of their safety because of a belief or perception, etc. However, what does the Bible have to say about intimidation? And of course, as I said, there is much more that we can talk about this. We're just sort of like just really touching the very surface of this. There's so much that we can expound on, but we, for the sake of time on this particular show, we just want to go ahead and just share what the Word of God says about some things, praise God, and where our behavior is concerned, or how our attitude, our mindset should be as it pertains to that particular subject. And, of course, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, be sober-minded, be watchful. In everything, we have to be watchful. You know, we can't allow ourselves to get hooked up and tangled up in a lot of stuff, because if you find yourself in situations sometimes that you are in so deep that you can't get out. You have, especially when it comes down to group and peer pressure, and if it's a group that's bullying other people or mobbing other people, and not before the mob even comes, it's the mindset or the attitude. You have to be careful. You have to withdraw yourself from that. You know, we experienced a lot of that when we were in school, whether in elementary where you're just starting out, or, I mean, as a matter of fact, I could recall in every level of school that you could find that, you know, and it's in the marketplace. It doesn't matter where you are. My goodness gracious, it's there. You have that intimidation. Even in our churches, you have the same type of spirit, because it is a spirit, and it is a spirit of oppression. That's the purpose behind it. To oppress, to stop you from going, stop you from being, stop you from doing what God has called and anointed you to do, and or cause you to do whatever it is that your gifting, your skills are, your ability that lies within you, to keep them dormant, keep you from coming forth and being the person who you are meant to be. And that's really what it's all about. And, of course, you have three other points of reference that I could say when you're dealing with this, because you're going to be touching bases on those emotions as well. and then talking about jealousy. We're going to talk about envy, you know, and all of that. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that, you know, because that's all a part of that as well, and et cetera, and et cetera. We have some of that. That's sort of like the fuel that sort of like is used to really propel this thing to go on through. So we're going to dig a little deeper in that, but at another time. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, again, like I said, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking of someone to devour. He's always going to see who he can hurt or hinder or block or hinder to stop. You know, and that is it. You know, that's really what it's all about. But we have a responsibility and obligation where God is concerned as believers, as a Christian, praise God, and those that are knowledgeable about the truth of what should be done. God is holding us accountable, will hold us accountable if we don't flow in certain ways or obey his instruction and, of course, his word. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15 says this. It says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word instructions of truth. And, of course, the scripture lets us know there is a passage that tells us that we are to treat others as we desire ourselves to be treated. Now, Romans 12:19-20, ESV tells us, sister, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by doing so, you will keep burning coals on his head. Romans 12:2, ESV says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And lastly, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We have the power, praise God, to utilize self-control. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All we have to do is ask the Holy Spirit to help us, to give us the ability to be able to do that. Praise God. And as we do, God will enable us, praise God, to come through the situation and or scenarios, whatever they may be, to the glory and honor of his praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. We want to say thank you for being with us here tonight, here on this evening, here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. God bless you and thank you so much for being with us. Now, I do want to say that if you don't know Jesus Christ, you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we do invite you to ask Jesus to come into your heart, to forgive you of any and all sins, and to wash you and cleanse you, and to fill you with his Holy Spirit and power. In the name of Jesus, amen. And until next time, we're going to go on off with the music. We ask you to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be with us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God. Be back with us on next week as we come back. Praise God. And continue on with our subject matter. God bless you. We love you and say thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God for being with us here today on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Let us hear from you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. You may also write me at Dr. Lily, drlily@yahoo.com. Listen and be blessed.
Thank you.